Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here.
I'm looking at Owa in Foley, Alabama, and I just can't tell, you know, at what entrance you should come to in the morning, how early you need to come.
Okay, in what county are you located?
Baldwin County, Alabama.
Okay, and here, if we're Baldwin County, I only have information about three American Family Care clinics and a location referred to as PZK Hall, Baldwin County Health Department.
Okay. What about OWA? Because they're supposed to be there tomorrow, the water park, OWA, O-W-A.
Okay, let's see here.
I'm checking Foley, Alabama.
And let's see here. Okay. So that was that location at 1501 South Owa Boulevard?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be tomorrow. It's been canceled a few times, a couple times this week, so because of the weather.
Oh, you're right. It is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. I have no idea. I wanted to see how early we need to get here to see how the parking and everything, not the parking, but the line, how it would be. And it's just a whole mass of gates. So is there any way to know how to enter, to know when you get here tomorrow, where you should go in?
I would imagine you would go in at the entrance to the amusement and entertain. Or actually, they may be doing drive-up testing. I'm not sure. Let's see what it is at the Fox 10. So if it's drive-up, yeah, if it's drive-up, then they'll have, you know, they should have people out there directing traffic to make sure people are aware of exactly what they need to do. So because they wouldn't have people showing up just, you know, driving around like a bunch of chickens with their head cut off, because that would cause chaos.
Yeah, that's
it really would.
So that's what
there
I'm has doing.
To
I'm
be.
Trying to see, where in the heck you come?
Yeah, there will either be signs letting you know exactly what to do, or there will be people directing traffic. You know, so that way they can know that everything is going to be done orderly, and everything is going to be done. You know, like they'll probably have like a line or something, maybe more than one,
yeah.
Probably just one. You get in a line, and then you drive through, and then they'll vaccinate people, and then that person will drive on, and then, you know, it'll be just like going through the drive through. So it should be relatively smooth and simple. At least it seems that way, and they should definitely have signs or people out directing traffic so people will know exactly what to do, so everything goes very, very smoothly.
Sounds good. Good. Well, do you know what you need, any kind of proof of whatever, you know, your driver's license or any of that? Do you need to have appointment, anything like that?
No, this doesn't require an appointment. And I would say take anything that you would take, like you would normally take with you to the doctor. I don't know if there's any, let's see if it says anything about cost. Oh, and also, it says the eligible groups are listed below. So if you're not in one of these eligible groups, it may be pointless to show up. It says ages 65 and older. So if you're 65 and older, you qualify. Groups of frontline workers, or so it'd be first responders, corrections officers, food and agriculture workers, U.S. Postal Service workers, manufacturing workers, grocery store workers, public transit workers, people who work in the education sector, and judiciary employees.
Okay. Yeah, we're qualified, but my husband and I qualified, but I'm also wondering if they said at the first of the week that we only have like 200 vaccinations. Is that going to be worth even trying to get in line? Because I think they've been turning people away a lot.
Oh, I don't know how many vaccines are going to be available. I mean, I would say it's definitely worth giving it a shot. Can't hurt anything.
Okay. All right. So you don't have any idea how early to line up or anything like that?
Since it starts at 9, I would say getting there anytime before 9 a.m. would not be a bad idea. Like if you got there, if you got there at 8 a.m., there will probably be people that are already lining up.
Okay,
and if not, and if you get there at 8 a.m. and there's not people already lining up, well, then that means that you'll be, you know, at the front of the line.
That sounds good. So we'll shoot for maybe 7:38 to get here. But you said the PZK Hall in Robertsdale, are they doing that just once or twice a week or every day of the week?
Let's see what it's, if it says anything. It doesn't say what days of the week. It just gives the hours at the PZK Hall Baldwin. This is not for getting vaccinated. When I told you that information, that's for getting tested.
Oh, okay. Now I want the vaccine. So.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. It's just the vaccination that my husband and I are interested in. So, do you have any idea? I know in Florida, Publix and other drugstores and Walmart are giving it. Do you think they'll be doing that in Alabama?
They will as soon as those pharmacies get the vaccines.
Okay. But there's no timeline. There's nothing. Like, in case we miss it tomorrow, do you know if there's anything going on that what we should do next?
I mean, I don't know. Let's see if there's any updates on when pharmacies will get the COVID vaccines. Let's see. No, I don't think there's necessarily.
Okay.
It says that you would want to check your pharmacy's website. So you would want to check the website for the pharmacy that you're interested in going to.
Okay.
Walgreens would be a good place to check in if you visit the Walgreens website.
Okay. Yep, that's good. That's our pharmacy. So we'll check that too. If we miss it tomorrow, maybe next week or so. Well, thank you very much. You've been really nice to answer all my questions. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could – well, actually, let's see here. Where's the scripting? It's right there. No, that's not it. It's right here. Okay. So I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites. It'd be the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.